This is Dylan FM, the podcast that goes deep into the work and world of Bob Dylan. If you love Dylan, you're in the right place.
Well, this is a weird one.
Yeah, definitely not our usual deep dive material.
Right, like Bob Dylan tweeting. Who saw that coming?
Nobody, probably. I mean, the guy's a legend, but social media, not exactly his scene.
Exactly. But here we are, diving headfirst into the strange and wonderful world of Bob Dylan's Twitter feed.
And trust me, it's weirder than you might think.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so for anyone who's somehow missed this whole thing, Dylan has recently graced us with his presence on Twitter. And it's not what you'd expect.
No, it's not cryptic lyrics or, like, profound statements about society. It's, well,
it's birthday messages and elevator run-ins.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
We've got a birthday shout out to a Mary Jo who nobody seems to be able to identify.
Seriously, Dylanologists are going nuts trying to figure out who she is. And then there's this whole thing about him meeting a Buffalo Sabres player in a hotel elevator in Prague.
Of all the places. And, you know, not just any hockey game. The Sabres were playing the Devils to kick off the NHL season, which was in Prague.
So he's in Prague, probably for a show because he mentions missing the game. But here's the thing. It's just so mundane, you know, like I get that it's Bob Dylan, but why is everyone freaking out about this?
Because it's Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
This is a guy who's practically a recluse. He rarely gives interviews. His songs are famously enigmatic. Mm-hmm. And now he's like casually tweeting about his day-to-day life. It's a huge departure.
It's like he suddenly decided to let us peek behind the curtain just a little. And yeah, people are losing their minds. I saw one tweet comparing it to watching a complete unknown suddenly show up in goal for your favorite hockey team.
Yeah, the reactions have been amazing. People are analyzing his word choices, which, by the way, he's gotten surprisingly good at keeping under the 280 character limit.
Seriously, who knew?
Right. It's strangely endearing, don't you think? Like, this very private guy suddenly gives us this glimpse into this random encounter.
Right. And the internet, being the internet, went a little nuts. Paul Myers, always quick with a rhyme, tweeted back. Well, I won't bore you with the whole thing, but it was pretty clever.
It was. The Dylan.fm podcast had a good take, too. They said, stay distant and mysterious for the first 63 years of your career, then just start casually tweeting.
Which is kind of amazing when you think about it, right? Like, he's earned the right to do whatever he wants.
Exactly. Yeah. And honestly, it's brilliant PR. Even if it's completely unintentional, it makes him seem more relatable, you know?
For sure. Speaking of relatable, the Buffalo Sabres tweeted back, well, now you've got to meet the rest of the guys. You're welcome at our place anytime, Bob.
Love that.
Me too. But it gets even weirder.
Weirder. How so?
Okay, so at Sumiyasu tweeted about being at the hockey games in Prague and saying there were loads of people there in NHL jerseys and that it was the same complex where Dylan was playing his concerts.
Interesting. So not just a random elevator encounter, but potentially a whole overlap of Dylan fans and hockey fans in Prague.
Right. It's like we've fallen into some lost verse of Tangled Up in Blue, only with less heartbreak and more ice hockey.
This is true. But on a more serious note, what does this new, let's call it online era, mean for Bob Dylan?
Right. I mean, is this the new normal? Is he going to be live tweeting his breakfast cereal choices next?
Maybe, maybe not. And then there's the whole, is this material for Chronicles Volume 2? Speculation. It's like everyone's trying to find some deeper meaning in these tweets.
Which, hey, maybe there is. Or maybe he's just messing with us.
Maybe.
But you know what I find really interesting about all this? It's not just the content of the tweets. It's the fact that he's engaging publicly at all. That's not really his style.
It's true. He's notoriously private. So this whole, like, back and forth with fans, with the Sabres,
yeah,
it feels very deliberate.
Like he's choosing to connect with his audience in a new way.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so fascinating. Why now? Why Twitter? Why these seemingly random anecdotes? What's he trying to tell us?
It's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Maybe we'll never know. Or maybe, just maybe, this is just the beginning of a whole new chapter in the Bob Dylan saga.
And what a chapter that would be.
All right, everyone listening, we want to know what you think. Hit us up on Twitter. Yeah, we're on there too. And let us know your theories. Is Bob Dylan just being Bob Dylan? Or is there something more to these tweets? We'll be keeping an eye out for your responses. And that's it for this deep dive. Catch you all next time.
Did you enjoy this show? Then please rate this podcast and leave a review. It really helps. Also, sign up for 7 days. Our free weekly newsletter that puts all the top Bob Dylan news and links into your inbox every Sunday. Use the link in the show notes. Thanks for listening.